Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Catherine Computer. Catherine with a C, Computer with a K, selfbrand.com is her website. Her books are there, You Are a Brand, Breakthrough Branding. Also, her new book, Graduate to a Great Career, that's an outstanding book for young people. Catherine, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your great contribution to the marketplace. And you've taught us so much about branding over the last several years. And, you know, one of the things, Catherine, is you know, I've been covering branding now specifically for almost 23 years. You've been doing it a long time, too. And it's interesting how 10 years ago, branding was like everybody wanted to talk about branding. In the last few years, it's been less on out front, on the tip of people's tongues, but it's never stopped being important. What do you think?
Right. You got to stand for something. And I think particularly in a crisis like this, the value of being a brand, being a product that people know and admire and can count on, and also playing a leadership role during a pandemic like this. You know, we talked about, you know, you want to show empathy with your customers. You want to tap into changing habits and what's going on. But you also want to look at, you know, as they say, don't waste a good crisis. Mm-hmm. What can you do differently in this new environment? You know, you see a lot of food companies, you know, having delivery options and new platforms, cookbooks and things like that, you know, online distribution. Videos, how-to things have become very popular. Certainly products that have anything to do with strengthening your immune system, they're emphasizing the things that people are looking for today. So all of that's branding. You know, it's really, you know, what's going on now in the marketplace? How can I position myself and my business?
Well, and you know this is a perfect time. Environment? This is a perfect time. It has been. I've been trying to get people to focus on this now for months. Is even when you can't sell somebody something for whatever reason, they're not coming in, they're not buying, you're not selling, this is a perfect time to be demonstrating your values. You talked about it a while ago. It's who you are. Demonstrate your values. And when you demonstrate values by connecting with people and not trying to sell them anything, just, hey, I'm just checking on you, or make sure you guys are okay, what can we do to help you, without saying, you know, we got a sale going on. When you do things like that, it does two things. It demonstrates your values, and it also demonstrates leadership. And there's nothing more powerful for your brand to be than an example of leadership. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. And a lot of, you know, I make it a habit to call clients, find out how are you doing. I'm not talking about if they bring it up, you know, I've got new talks to deal with, you know, how to lead in the pandemic. But I'm not leading with that. I'm not even bringing that up. I'm finding out how they're doing. And, you know, everybody's got their own situation and worries about what's going on at their company, et cetera, et cetera. And just listening to them, it's a smart thing to do because you really forge deep bonds.
Yep.
You know, when you go through something like this together.
And remember,
and you care,
folks,
and you're empathetic.
Your brand is what people think of you, what's inside their head. Your brand is not your logo. It's not the new packaging. It's not your new slogan necessarily. If it doesn't convert inside their head, then it's just a thing. It's not a real brand, right?
Right, exactly. And I think, you know, showing empathy with your customers, I've been struck, like, some credit card companies are waiving their annual fee for a year because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Just even the garage that we park our car is giving us 3 months free because people aren't going to work, you know, and using the car. I live in New York City. So, and so those are kind of things you feel like warm, you feel good about them. Like, wow, you know, that was a nice gesture. They didn't have to do that, but hey, it really makes a difference. And changes how you feel about it.
Well,
you know,
the thing is what we're trying to do. We're trying to break through the clutter. That's how you do it, isn't it?
Right. You totally. It's all about connecting and connecting with other people in a sincere, authentic way. And, you know, you've got to look upon, you know, because, you know, Jim and I were talking earlier during the break, this pandemic could go on for a while and wage.
That's exactly right.
Till it disappears.
No,
and we've
got to
have that stamina to figure out, mm-hmm. I can survive in this environment and keep communication going with your customers. And that's why, you know, a database is important and a newsletter during mm-hmm. times like this with, mm-hmm. You know, positive messages about how you can work together with people and what's going on in the world.
And your brand,
very important.
Is also a worker bee you leave behind. You want your brand to work for you. When you disconnect from the customer for an hour or a day or a year, you want your brand to be a worker bee that you leave behind, don't you? Last thoughts.
Exactly. And, you know, look at what the big brands are doing. That's a key thing. During this whole thing, a lot of advertisers stop advertising, but smart brands realize it's very important to keep your message out there, to keep it positive.
You can't go dark.
Empathetic with your audience.
You can't go dark. Or you go out of business. That's right. Hey,
you go out of business.
Selfbrand.com
Hang
is the website.
There.
Catherine Computer with a C and a K. Catherine, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Time.
Take care.
Catherine Computer, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me. Here's a Spencer Davis group. Take a second.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.